tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, world. From the North Pole News Desk, I'm your trusty North Pole reporter elf, Rusty Bells, reporting from the North Pole. We're now approaching Santa's 26th hour in flight since he launched from the North Pole. And he's approaching more locations in the United States and Canada at this hour. Joining us now by phone from the tiny little Prairie City, Iowa, is resident Howard Smith. Merry Christmas, Mr. Smith. How are things in Iowa?
It's been an exciting evening, I'm not gonna lie about that.
Well, what happened there tonight?
Well, we had a little accident and someone tripped the sprinkler system over by the church and it made a pretty big mess of things. Lots of ice everywhere.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting for Christmas Eve, sure enough.
Well, the exciting stuff didn't happen until Santa tried to land, and I know he and the reindeer are from the land of snow and ice and all, but they didn't see all that ice, and maybe they weren't expecting it, and he came in kind of fast, and he slid right past the church, and he wiped out our nativity scene. We had sheep and goats and shepherds flying all over the place.
Oh my, that's terrible. I hope he didn't do any damage.
No, they came through it okay, but I woke up a few folks, and before we knew it, Santa was leading a community sing-along and all, kind of like a little midnight celebration of Christmas up there with the banged-up three wise men, you know, looked more like bowling pins. It was pretty fun when it all got going, you know.
Funny how it always turns out okay, doesn't it, Howard? Thanks for that great report, and Merry Christmas to you! From the North Pole, I'm Elf Rusty Bells reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.